Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Hey, can I start today's show with a revelation?
Oh, okay, yes.
Can I tell you something? That's, you know, it's not something that you should, that you're supposed to say out loud. And it's deep. It's something that I've thought about.
But you're going to say it out loud?
I'm going to say it out loud. Okay, you're not supposed to say things like this, but I'm going to say it. I think the Golden Knights are going to sweep.
Dude, you know you're not supposed to say that out loud.
Stop it. I think we have seen the last of the Golden Knights in the fortress until October. I don't think we'll see them back. Maybe there might be a game five. But I'm telling you, man, that Golden Knights took Florida's heart last night. That was it. And I'm no hockey expert, but literally hockey was my very first love when I was a little kid. I've watched a lot of hockey in my life. And I just don't see the way that Florida beats, if you take the excitement of the hometown team and all, you know, and all of that kind of stuff.
Sure.
Take that out of it. And I tried to look at it objectively. And I'm like, man, I just don't, whew. All of a sudden, you know what happened? All of a sudden, those 10 days off, Florida lost their mojo. Whatever the voodoo they had going on, and Boston was the best team in the league. Remember that? Boston was killing everybody. And Florida went in there, beat them. And then everybody was like, oh, Toronto's going to win it now. Florida went in, beat them. And they just don't have that voodoo working like they did Carolina. Everybody was like, oh, they won't beat Carolina. They beat Carolina. And it's just, they were straight up done last night.
It was a very cool feeling last night because I was working for the first, I'd say, two periods of the game. But I left the volume up at the golf course that I work
sure.
at, and I just heard
to.
It. Oh yeah, no, I heard it from the restaurant side of things, and every time you hear the brrr go off, and then the fans go crazy.
I'm sorry, what went off?
Brrr went off.
One more time, my headphones cut out. I'm sorry. No, I'm just kidding.
Worst.
I think it's, and you guys can't see it, but I think it's more for the face she makes when she does it. I think honestly, I realize this is more of a visual for me, and I know that doesn't fully work, but yeah.
Hilarious.
But anyway, you were saying, I'm sorry.
No, it was a different experience, obviously, and it was a very exciting time. So I would love to see a game end the whole thing in a game five here, sweep would be incredible. You're right.
Yeah. I say they dump one. I say they dump one just to come back and win it on home ice. But I'll say this. I don't see how Florida wins four. I just don't see it.
No.
There's not unless something just goes horrifically. And my God, Aiden Hill, where did that come from?
Right,
holy
the most
cow.
Shocking one out of the whole thing. I will say that everyone was saying the same thing when we were playing Dallas, though. When we were playing Dallas, everyone was like, because Golden Knights came out swinging in the first three games, and then all of a sudden we dumped two with them. And so I'm like, I'm not saying it's going to happen the same way. I'm just saying everyone said the exact same thing. So hold your horses on predicting it right now.
I had, but Dallas had... Dallas was just a good, they were a good team. And Florida was the 8 seed in the East, and they're playing like an 8 seed now. They're playing like they were on borrowed time. We'll see. The other thing, and we never got to talk about it yesterday, man, and everybody, there's something kind of cool too, the idea of Golden Knights, you know, hey, win it for Marc-Andre Fleury, which is great. Who else in this town could pass away right now outside of the Goodmans? That was the only name I could come up with. Who else could pass away right now and get the kind of coverage that Marc-Andre Fleury has gotten? both on regular, on traditional media and on social media.
I don't know.
I literally had a hard time outside of the Goodmans coming up with a name. Can you come up with anybody?
Absolutely not. We briefly talked about this yesterday after the show, and I could not come up with one person. And that's the truth. I do not know one person in this town that would get the same coverage right now.
That everybody was so, you know, and everywhere you look, there was something about Marc-Andre Fleury and how everybody had their, who didn't get a, did you get a picture with Marc-Andre Fleury? Because if you didn't, you're the only one.
I am the only one. My husband has one, although I will be at the vigil. If they end up hosting a vigil, I will be there. So.
Oh, good. Oh, my. Why am I laughing at that?
I don't know.
That's not something you laugh at. I guess at the absurdity of it. But by the way, Toshiba Plaza, and if you don't do it there, you're making a huge mistake.
It's the Jeff Buchanan Show.
When I'm going to work, dropping the kids to school.
Every morning.
On 98.5 KLUC.
So, Kayla, I went to an expert, and I investigated your claim of cake mix in a blender.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know why nobody does that?
Why?
Because it doesn't work. It's in theory... Okay. Okay, I get it. I get where you're coming with this, because I went to my wife, who was pastry chef down on the strip for a lot of years. And I went to her and I said, hey, this TikTok thing of cake mix in a blender. And she just rolled her eyes. She looked at me and she goes, it overmixes the cake mix.
Oh, I didn't realize that you could overmix cake mix. I mean,
yeah. When you mix it too much, then it gets too much air in it, and it gets, and this is the way I understand it, and it makes holes in your cake.
And I made the mistake of not texting your wife directly, but to me, it made perfect sense. But I, what do I know about baking?
Me too. No, me too. Cause I said, and that was the way I approached it. I went, can you explain to me why? Cause this seems like it would make sense. And she goes, by the way, have her get a mixing bowl with a handle on it. If your goal is to be able to just pour it conveniently, they make mixing bowls with handles.
Okay, so I do have a KitchenAid. I inherited one from my mom, and so I've used that before. But it does take a little bit more time, and I just thought like I could get my Nutribullet out and throw, which is completely opposite what you're supposed to use a Nutribullet for.
Right.
It's like, but I thought I could get my Nutribullet out and make it really quick, because the Nutribullet goes so fast. I'm like, oh, I could get this process done in like a minute versus making it a 5 to 10 minute process.
No. At one point, somebody really, really smart said something to the effect of, you know, all good things take a little bit of time. And just now you heard somebody really, really dumb repeat it. So
the Jeff Buchanan Show. It's the Jeff Buchanan Show.
When I'm going to work, dropping the kids to school.
Every morning.
On 98.5 KLUC.
So, Kayla, I went to an expert, and I investigated your claim of cake mix in a blender.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know why nobody does that?
Why?
Because it doesn't work.
It's
in theory. Okay, I get it. I get where you're coming with this, because I went to my wife, who was pastry chef down on the strip for a lot of years. And I went to her and I said, hey, this TikTok thing of cake mix in a blender. She just rolled her eyes. She looked at me and she goes, it overmixes the cake mix.
Oh, I didn't realize that you could overmix cake mix. I mean,
yeah. When you mix it too much, then it gets too much air in it, and it gets, and this is the way I understand it, and it makes holes in your cake.
And I made the mistake of not texting your wife directly, But to me, it made perfect sense. But I, what do I know about baking? So
right,
glad.
Me too. No, me too. Because I said, and that was the way I approached it. I went, can you explain to me why? Because
this why seems this
like
work?
This seems like it would make sense. And she goes, by the way, have her get a mixing bowl with a handle on it. If your goal is to be able to just pour it conveniently, they make mixing bowls with handles.
Okay, so I do have a KitchenAid. I inherited one from my mom, and so I've used that before. But it does take a little bit more time, and I just thought like I could get my Nutribullet out and throw, which is completely opposite what you're supposed to use a Nutribullet for.
Right.
It's like, oh yeah. But I thought I could get my Nutribullet out and make it really quick because the Nutribullet goes so fast. I'm like, oh, I could get this process done in like a minute versus making it a 5 to 10 minute process.
No. At one point, somebody really, really smart said something to the effect of, you know, all good things take a little bit of time. And just now you heard somebody really, really dumb repeat it. So they
Shep Buchanan Show. Real, funny, and 100% Las Vegas. The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
It's just a great way to start a day.
Good feeling stories of the day brought to you by Michael Lee Menden Diamond Jewelers, the Diamond Wedding Ring Store.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
Get this dog a bedazzled collar from Michael Lee. You know what? Michael Lee Menden would do that. I'm telling you, he would.
He would. You know he would.
Right now, he's staring at his radio going, no! No, I really believe. No, if you wanted a bejeweled collar, I know this for a fact. In fact, I'll have a text here in the next 45 seconds. Yep. He'll be like, you damn right I will. And I'll bet a leash, too. I bet he would. And this dog deserves one because this dog is now set. And apparently, this record has been falling quite frequently. The record for the longest tongue on a living dog has fallen again. A 3-year-old English setter in Arizona got the record back in February. Now a mutt in Louisiana holds the record with a tongue that is 5 inches longer than her snout.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that seems like a lot.
Well, I always giggle when you see, like, when people bring their pets out in public and you see them and they have something going on where their tongue just hangs out of their mouth. It makes me giggle because I'm like, they're just the cutest things ever.
No, I like it. I like it when your dog is just a little too fat and their tongue hangs out because you didn't know the dog is just like, please, less activity. No, wait, that's what got me into this position in the first place. But, oh, God, he just stopped messing with me. I just want to rest. More stupid pet stories.
You know I'm not a big cat person. However, this is really cool. The world's oldest living cat just celebrated her 32nd birthday. Oh. Her name is Rosie. And her owner is actually still waiting from Guinness to certify it, weirdly enough. Because the strange thing is, she's been waiting a really long time. The current record holder is only 27 years old. Who's I find him? I'm like, why can't we just certify the cat now? It's not like there's like a window there or anything like that. You know?
If you don't have a birth certificate, I don't know how you certify it.
Does it like the rings on a tree? Yeah,
you just break them open and count the rings. I don't know. Oldest cat ever, in case you were wondering, belongs to a cat from Texas named Cream Puff. Of course it was. I guarantee that cat was fat too, and its tongue hung out. But Cream Puff made it all the way to 38. And I will also tell you, Kayla, and I was one of those people that was also, I would go, I'm not a cat person. I mean, cats are fine for you. Now we have two of them and they're cool cats. They really are. They're awesome cats. And I can't imagine anything different. I just can't. I love them. I do. I'm not a cat guy. I'm not wuss like that.
I have a mild cat allergy, so I just can't hang with cats anymore.
No, my cats are dope, and we can't let them out at night or they'll fight. It's your good feeling stories of the day brought to you by Michael Lee Menden Diamond Jewelers, the Diamond Wedding Ring Store. Go get a bedazzled collar today. Not bedazzled, bejeweled. Go do that.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Kayla doesn't like me saying it, but I wouldn't be shocked if the Golden Knights swept. I don't believe in jinx, so whatever.
I really appreciate that you don't believe in jinx. I just strongly believe in jinx. So for me, every time you say it, it like stabs me a little bit in the heart, like, and I start cringing because I just can't handle it.
As if you don't have enough to be paranoid about.
I know, right? It just feeds right back into it.
Why are you just making stuff up?
I feel bad about it. I get that.
Listen, our society now demands that we listen to all viewpoints, yep, except the ones that we disagree with.
I'd feel bad about it if I was the only one on the jinx train, but there's a lot of people on the jinx train. So.
I'd feel bad about it if I really thought that there was a chance that I had that kind of power, yep, and B, didn't look. I just don't see how Florida wins four. Not after last night, man. And trust me, I'll like everybody else, I'll be watching very intently the first, you know, 10 or so minutes from Florida on Thursday. But geez, dude, I don't know. I wouldn't be releasing parade plans, but I would not stop mocking
something up in the, you know, for the time.
Yeah, you should do that anyway. You know, Florida should do it. Florida should do it too, just in case miracle of all miracles happens, so that they're prepared.
Do you think they
ain't got no chance? You should write that one in pencil.
When we have the Stanley Cup parade.
Whoa, hold up. So how is that not jinx?
Because you called it a different name,
you're now manifesting and not jinxing?
I'm trying, okay? I'm trying to get on your side of things. Let me try this, okay?
Okay.
So when we have the Stanley Cup parade, is that a legitimate excuse to call out of work? Can you take the day off for the parade?
And go to a bar and watch it on TV? Yes, because it's going to be hot. It's just going to be warm out.
It's going to be really warm, yeah.
Oh, no, true story. Yeah, you should, we should all get the day off. One way or another. I mean, there's going to be some, from what we understand, 1 in 4 people really just hate sports. So those are the ones that stay behind and do the work.
Yes, absolutely.
You know?
Yeah.
I'm just saying, truly, you should sacrifice yourself. You should sacrifice yourself and just go, look, I don't care about this. I'll work. I'll be happy to work. And pay those people double.
Okay, that's fair. I'm totally okay with it. I feel like you and I don't get like the day off because we work so early in the morning. Our bosses would laugh. Yeah. They would scoff at us and go, you can still come in the morning and then head to the parade, okay?
Chances of them having the parade at 7 in the morning, even though it would be smart because it's not so hot.
Yeah.
But, you know, the chances of that are pretty slim. But yeah, game three, man, that was a whooping last night. It was just a whooping.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think Florida has an answer. So that's okay.
We'll see.
Yeah, we will.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Oh my God, you know what I want.
98.5 KLUC.
Hey Myra, you ready to play this game?
Oh my gosh, I am so ready.
Love this. What's your last name again? Do you mind if I ask?
Cardoso.
And then the phone cut out in the middle of it. That's awesome.
Is it Cardoso, Myra?
Yes.
Beautiful. What part of town are you from?
Summerlin.
Of course. What part of, you know what? Summerlin's like Henderson now. You can't just say Summerlin and think people know. What part of Summerlin?
North, I think.
Yeah? Well, like, what are your cross? Boy, man, am I nosy today. God, it's really, I just feel like none of this really matters, but I'm really curious, mostly because I want to know if we're neighbors.
hilarious, okay?
You know, it's always cool to go, hey, that's right by me. That's what people do. It doesn't matter. Hey, we're going to play a game called In Their Prime. Who is hotter in their prime? Let's say, and we'll just do 177 seconds worth of this. Who was hotter in their prime, Robert De Niro or Al Pacino?
Robert De Niro.
Kayla?
Yeah, I don't know. I guess Robert. I don't know.
Why? Why do you hate this so much?
Because I both have seen young photos of them, and they're just not my type. So I would pick Robert, I guess.
Yeah, same. I guess right off the Pacino maybe for me only, and I'm envisioning Tony Montana, Al Pacino,
fair.
And Scarface.
Okay.
So that's probably. Who was hotter in their prime, Myra? Ashton Kutcher or Jason Momoa?
Ashton Kutcher.
What? I'll say Jason Momoa all day. Those long locks, I'll braid them. Braid them. That was good.
Just on the fitness, I'm going with Momoa.
That's fair.
But Ashton, those brown eyes are dreamy.
I mean, Ashton's cute, but Jason's just stupid hot.
Yeah. In their prime, Myra, Taylor Lautner, Robert Pattinson.
Are they even that old? Taylor Lautner.
Yeah, Taylor Lautner for sure.
Yeah, I had Lautner too. I honestly never understood the Robert Pattinson thing.
I don't get it either. I was Team Jacob 10,000 times over, so.
He was a lot better as Batman, though, than he gets credit for. He was really good. Wow, in their prime, Leonardo DiCaprio or Matt Damon? Oh, and that in, and you know what that says? You know what that's saying? They're saying that they're not in their prime now. Which they're not, but you know what I mean. In their prime, Leo or Matt Damon?
DiCaprio all the way.
Yeah, Titanic DiCaprio, man, he was dreamy.
I think there's a better question here. And let's pit the best friends against each other. Ben Affleck or Matt Damon?
Ben Affleck, probably.
I agree with you, Myra. I pick Ben, but I like a little damage sometimes. And for me, he's got that, like, there's something wrong with him. So. I might have that going for it.
No, I think Affleck's hotter. I do. I think Affleck's hotter. Wow. Young Tom Cruise or present-day Miles Teller?
I don't know who Miles is.
Miles Teller was the guy who played the Maverick of the new Top Gun. Of Top Gun Maverick.
You're going to go look at a photo of him and be like, I know who that is.
You'll be like, I know that guy. And I get why you would.
It's Tom Cruise for Myra, honestly, because you don't have anything to reference. So.
Kayla, is it Cruise?
Oh, man, no. I guess I would have said Miles Teller. Crushed on him since Fantastic Four remake, so I'll say Teller.
Okay, lightning round. Young Zac Efron or young Justin Bieber?
Young Zac Efron.
Kayla?
Zac Efron.
Yeah, Zac. Zac or A.C. Slater on Saved by the Bell?
Zac.
Yeah, Zac.
Yeah, Mark Paul Gosselaar, for sure. Yeah, and everybody knows of my hatred for Mario Lopez. So
pick it all based on that alone. I'm sorry. Anyone but Mario Lopez.
Mario Lopez. Oh, one more choice. Kevin Hart or Trilogy Tour?
Trilogy Tour, please.
Trilogy Tour all day long. Kevin Hart tickets coming up at 7:40. Have a great day, Myra.
Get up. Weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. It's the Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
I realize it's a slippery slope to take jabs at organizations like PETA in this day and age of cancel culture and all of those kind of things.
Yeah, it's tough.
Yeah, but you know, sometimes when it is deserved...
Okay.
You know, look, I don't think you should be mean to animals either, and I do believe in adopt don't shop and all of those kind of things. However, there are, you know, a lot of I also have no problem if you want to come at me and go, "Hey, you don't know what you're talking about. Shut up." Mm-hmm. And I'll be like, "Okay, I'm with you." Or if I do know what I'm talking about, I'll tell you that. I have research or whatever. This is one of those cases, and I think we can all agree. Sometimes PETA is just a little too PETA for PETA's sake.
That's
true.
Can we agree on that?
I think a lot of us can agree on that.
Yes.
So anyway, they went after Pete Davidson because he bought a dog at a dog store. And well, Pete, God bless him. And God bless whoever released this, because, you know, PETA's good for putting out press releases a lot. And and at least at some point in, yeah, we ended up hearing this.
"Hi, my name's Pete Davidson. This message is for Daphna, the CEO. Thank you so much for making comments publicly that I didn't adopt a dog. I just want to let you know I'm severely allergic to dogs. So I have to get a specific breed. I'm only not allergic to Cavapoos and those type of dogs. And my mom's dog, who was 2 years old, died a week prior, and we're all so sad. So I had to get a specific dog. So why don't you do your research before you f***ing create news stories for people, because you're a boring, tired f***. You and my f***.
And I love it because remember on Us Weekly, when it used to be a magazine, they'd be celebrities. They're just like us.
Yes.
Pete gets more and more angry as he goes
building
along.
Building and building.
He starts out like, "Hi, this is Pete Davidson. And I'm leaving a message." And then as he goes along and it ends up with F U and S Y D. That's.
I was kind of out on Pete Davidson. Honestly, I think a lot of us were burned out on Pete Davidson, and that just drew me right back in. Anything that man does now, I'm in.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, speaking on behalf of the people, Kayla Fishman. I think that's your spot on.
Let's go!
Woo! Wake up with the Chet Buchanan Show.
First voices I hear in the morning.
Oh my God, I have to turn up the volume.
On 98.5 KLUC.
All right, Julie lives in Henderson by the airport. We're talking about Henderson, in the executive airport, right?
Yes, sir.
Which Kayla is now, Kayla's trying to make a case.
No.
The idea that you live in, go ahead, Kayla.
And you live in Weehee. So, because
yes,
that is.
I nobody's, do.
Thank
no,
you.
No, okay. Nobody's ever calling it Weehee.
It's happening. Look at Julie just embracing the Weehee right now.
It is a new thing. I was just at Area 15 over the weekend, and somebody said that. I was like, what? I never even heard of that. But yeah, it's a new thing.
Dude, and give the show credit. I lived in Weehee. I live right down the street from you now,
God.
But I lived in Weehee, and that generated here 4 years, 5 years ago? 4 years ago. That
and by we, she means her.
Show.
And by we, she means her. And I would say that you probably are on the wrong side of St. Rose for that to be West anything, but that's another story for another time.
This is a great area.
It is awesome.
It is awesome. Weehee, I'm not crazy about, but you know.
Maybe we'll come around on it.
So high, I was totally on board.
So high,
I was all about. Weehee, I got an issue.
So high. I love it. I love both of those. Those are both great.
All right. Well, you know what, Julie? Maybe just your attitude alone has maybe turned my thinking on this. God, who am I right now?
Yeah.
who am I right now? I'm like on Pete Davidson's side today. I'm turning a corner on Weehee. God, it's a brave
and by
move.
The way, Julie, just so you know, with the new West Henderson Hospital going in, we're calling that the Weehee Ho. Proliferate.
Oh.
That
no,
thing
we are not. No, that we're not doing. We are not.
Oh my
you,
God, no.
You may be the one. Honest to God, we don't even have time for this bit now. Hey, can we just give you the Kevin Hart tickets and we'll just save this bit for later?
Yeah, give me the Kevin Hart tickets. I am okay. So stoked right now.
Here's the real question, though. I do want to ask the question because everybody knows, everybody flashes back to that moment when it happened. What's the coolest thing you ever found?
Oh my goodness. The coolest thing I've ever found. Probably in my grandfather's basement. So my grandfather is a coal miner, or he was a coal miner. I mean, he's still alive, but he's 92 now, so right. He doesn't coal mine anymore. But back in the day, in order to see in the coal mines, they actually had little lights with candles on them for their hat, for their, like, literally for their helmets. And they literally kept kerosene in them, and they lit them up so they could see underground.
Oh, God.
That's amazing. Very cool.
The coolest thing ever. Yeah.
I wonder what one of those would be worth these days. That's fantastic.
It's worth a lot. A lot. It's got to be worth a lot.
Yeah.
Kayla's, I think Kayla's are better than mine. Mine are very meaningful to me.
Mine are very, like, trashy, I feel like, in a way, because it's
what's
like,
the coolest thing you found?
I found a $50 bill in a puddle in a Hooters parking lot outside Daytona 500.
Hell
that's
yeah.
the most redneck that's, thing you can
amen.
Say.
Amen. That's fantastic. I found a $20 bill in a junior high parking lot when I was like seven. So you know how much 20 bucks is when you're seven?
You're like, I'm rich.
Oh,
dude,
God.
I get it.
In fact, the way I recall it, I think I peed my pants. I was so excited.
I was seven.
Gosh,
I love it.
And then I was picking up cans. I was a very industrious young man. And I was maybe sixth grade. So I was like 11 or 12. And I was picking up cans on the side of the road because I was going to take them in and recycle them. And I found a watch that ended up being worth like $200.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
Yeah.
That's very cool.
But enjoy your Kevin Hart tickets. And there's an even better story, I think, maybe, and why Venice, Florida, Kayla's hometown, is the shark's tooth capital of the world.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Speaking of people making turns on celebrities and stuff, we were just talking about that earlier, how I've really come to appreciate Taylor Swift, and I was kind of out on her for a while. You know, not a I hate Taylor Swift or anything like that. I was just like, yeah, whatever. This wasn't for me. And I've turned a corner on that in the last few years. Pete Davidson, I think we were all kind of, after what we're, I think we got... You know what it was? Because Pete was a guy like us, and then all of a sudden he was big, fancy Hollywood type, dating all the big, fancy Hollywood.
It did,
you know,
seem like that, right? Like he
and
had
the Kim
this...
Kardashian deal and all that, I think, turned a lot of people off.
Yep.
But now he fought back against PETA, and we're like, yeah, Pete Davidson. How do we feel about Chrissy Teigen?
What did she do?
Here's the thing. I don't care either way. She shoots her mouth off, and she does it on purpose.
It's kind of what she's known for now, is being vocal, if you will.
She's also from the next town over where I grew up. She's from the next town over, so I kind of claim her a little bit.
Okay.
You know what I mean? It's just cool when people do, you know, make it.
Yeah.
So Chrissy Teigen, who obviously has a pretty fair amount of time on her hands, I guess, decided to deep dive into her history, and that included signing up for 23andMe. And 23andMe told her that she had an identical twin. And she's freaking out, right? She's like, at this point, I'm making excuses for my whole life. I'm like, this is why I'm so codependent, because my twin was ripped away from me. This is why I always felt that something was missing. And this is why I have addiction issues and all this other kind of stuff. And then, yeah, it all turns out Chrissy had done 23andMe for, remember that show, Finding Your Roots, that was kind of big a couple of years ago?
Yes.
It was on PBS. Yeah, it was a big deal. Like the Kelly Clarkson one was really good. And anyway, so they did the 23andMe a couple of years ago for that show, but they did it under a fake name to protect her privacy. So essentially, Chrissy matched with herself. There is no identical twin. So
that's very funny.
So the Chrissy Teigen haters are going, ah, she's stupid. I hate her even more because she's stupid. And then, you know,
that's
there's people
funny.
Like me that are going, yeah, it was a dumb thing to do, but yeah, whatever. I wish
How
I
shocking,
more.
Though. You're like, oh my God, I have a twin, and then come to find out. That's really funny. I would die. I would die laughing.
Yeah. And quite honestly, I'm one of those people. Man, I don't know. A friend of mine did the same thing. They did like one of those things, 23andMe or whatever. And they found out they had a brother that while dad was in the service, you know, that he was a little shifty while he was on leave.
Yeah.
And a brother showed up. And so they made a whole deal. You know, like the family flew him out, and he lives in New Jersey, I guess.
Okay.
And, you know, and it was like a big deal. And I don't know how I would feel about that. I guess I'd want to know.
I've watched too many of those. Like, there's a terrible movie out that I watch that's like, then she has to date a vampire. It's a whole thing.
Yeah.
Like, she discovers that she has a family, and then, but they're really trying to sacrifice her to a vampire. It's a whole, I can't do 23andMe because I'm scared I'm going to be related to vampires.
Yeah, for me, it just seems like it would end up in murder. But yours is way weirder. We still never got to why the charter captain from Kayla's hometown is getting love on social media. I know I would call it viral. Kayla says I wouldn't call it viral. I'd call it viral.
I say semi-viral. I'd say it's probably very territorial, but he did get noted. For finding something very cool.
So we'll do that and relationship rehab and why Kayla may be the neighborhood creeper. also, so all of that moments away. It's Chet Buchanan Show.
Las Vegas is waking up with the Chet Buchanan Show. Wake up. Weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.5 KLUC.
So we got to tell the story, and then we got to get to relationship rehab here in just a second. And so when we were talking about what's the coolest thing you ever found, there's a charter boat captain, because Kayla lives on the Florida, or grew up on the Florida coast.
Yep.
In Venice, Florida. And Venice, Florida is the what capital of the world?
The shark's tooth capital of the world.
How do you figure?
It's literally, that's what their slogan is. We are the shark's tooth people of the world. So
it just is. Don't
literally, when you drive
it.
Into the town.
like a lot of people, you find a lot of shark's teeth?
Yeah, they find, I mean, people will go there and they'll get those little like sifter things, and you'll see hundreds of people just walking down the beach just sifting out shells to find shark's teeth.
I wonder, have they ever explained why?
No, I've just always known it that way. Like, my mom had one of those, like, clear lamp jars that she filled with shark's teeth when she'd go pick them with my nieces and stuff. And you just have a bunch of shark's teeth there all the time.
That's amazing.
I don't know why.
So then this charter captain, why is he viral?
So he found a 6.5-inch megalodon tooth when he was fishing and doing a charter the other day. And I guess he's found one of these before, but never of this size. And it's going viral because they say that for every inch of a tooth, that's how, like, it's like 10 feet of a shark.
10 foot of shark?
Yeah.
It's 100 feet big.
It's 100 feet big. So they're averaging this one to be about 65 feet long.
Damn.
For a megalodon. I know, right? I'm like, oh my God.
And they think that the tooth may be 5 million years old?
They're estimating about 5 million years old, which is kind of crazy.
So the Meg, that's a real thing?
The Meg is a real thing, dude. Well, I mean, not that movie, but yes. Meg is based on the megalodon. Let's be clear, kids. Not a documentary.
Yeah, I didn't think that. But that there was a real thing that was that.
Yeah, and this hasn't, I mean, like, now I feel like it's just going to be overwrought with people trying to go find megalodon teeth. Let's not make it sound like you're going to walk onto the beach and you're going to find one sitting right there. That's not how it goes. You find these things, like, offshore and stuff like that, but at the same time, they have been found in Venice, Florida several times.
And your charter captain guy that found this Meg tooth, he's got one leg. In my mind, he's got the scraggly beard and the one leg and teeth missing and all that kind of stuff. And so when he first found the Meg tooth, he first, you know, went to see if it would fit in his own mouth.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. Waking you up weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m.
The only morning show I wake up with.
98.5 KLUC.
My buddy, my racing buddy, Gary, he sent in internet evidence that Florida is in fact, or Venice, Florida, is in fact the shark's tooth capital of the world.
Oh!
It goes back to millions of years ago when Florida was submerged by water and multiple species of sharks inhabited the area. And as the land rose out of the water over the ages, the abundance of shark skeletons of these underwater hunters disintegrated in the area, but the teeth are still there.
Oh, got you. That's a great explanation for it.
Dude, when you guys participate in the show, there's nothing better. When you just randomly show up and mention stuff, it's the best of all time. So feel free in this particular instance, why in fact might you be the neighborhood creeper?
The other day I noticed some people moving out and I'm like, why would you want to move out of this delightful neighborhood with, you know, great neighbors and everything like that? And so of course I was doing some lawn care and making it extra long so I could see what was happening, because it was very weird. The circumstances were very strange, and it looked like there was a U-Haul truck and it was just one person moving out and not the other person. And I feel like he was moving out and she wasn't. And there
smaller
are three
truck,
reasons. Yeah.
Smaller truck as well. Yeah.
Yeah. So there are three reasons why. There were like no moving boxes. It was just like a bunch of like hodgepodge Tupperware bins that like he found from friends or like they had storage in or whatever. And they like cleared out and threw some stuff in there. Like, did not feel intentional whatsoever. There was another dude that was there that he kept like giving directions to. Like he was like a hired hand, but it was like really like casual attire, and like the demeanor between them was like super friendly, like not like a hired guy at all. And then the third one, which really like got it, put the nail in the coffin for me, was she was standing at the front porch for like the entire 2 hours this happened. Stood there the entire 2 hours while it was, I didn't say a word. She just sat there like with the dog, and then they got up at one point and went back inside, and then he pulled away with the U-Haul.
What excuse are you making at this point for being, how far down the street are they?
Five houses.
Oh God.
But it's so, like catty corners. Okay, so like they're on a bend, so it's very like, it's a stage for me.
Oh, so you've got line of sight.
Yeah.
So you've got line of sight, and it's not that, okay. How obvious were you that you were standing out in front staring at them?
I feel like I was not being obvious. I definitely like tailored my body.
No one ever thinks they're being obvious.
I like took like the clippers and went out front and started just clipping like little pieces of palm frond off. Like, okay, this looks good. Like, but not even like the full like palm. No. Sure. Just like little like shreds of it. I'm like, right. That looks good. That looks.
Well, let's get to relationship rehab then, because we're gonna run out of time. 702-364-9898. What do you do in this situation? And the reason why, they came in at about the same time. Kayla's like, yeah, this guy down the street, pretty sure it was a big breakup, and I stared at him. And I was like, yeah, you're creepy. and then we literally got this, I want to say it was the day after. We just moved into a really great neighborhood a few months ago. My neighbor, an older guy across the street, won't stop staring at me. Oh, congratulations on being hot. he'll sit in his garage while I'm out front doing stuff. Or if I'm in the garage with the door open, he'll sit in his garage staring into my garage. If I move to a part of the yard that he can't see from his garage, he'll kind of shift himself out that way to keep eyes. He never says anything. He looks normal. He's married with grown kids, but he stares. And at first, I thought it was just my imagination. But now I keep my shades closed and my curtains drawn because he was actually looking at me when I was in the living room last week. Husband doesn't want to go confront because, you know, there's no laws being broken here and he doesn't want to make enemies. She asked the new neighbors that she has if he stares at them, and they say no, but honestly, she goes, but honestly, well, we don't look the same, she said.
Fair enough.
So, okay. So let me ask you, what do you do?
Oh, I know what I would do. First blush, but I don't know if you want to hear it right now.
Let's see what we can get really quick. We got to go fast because we're running out of time. 702-364-9898. Call us now. Seriously, you got a neighbor across the street staring at you, and it's obvious. It's somewhat obvious. Literally, what do you do? Do you have to move?
Okay, that's a funny question in itself. I never considered the move thing. That's very funny.
I'll give my answer right now. I honestly don't know. I think you may have to just eat this one. You may have to realize that this is your life. Because congratulations on being hot. And or do you just go, hey, what are you looking at?
I feel like you can't talk to him.
Okay, let me ask this then. And perhaps somebody can answer this. Why can't you just look at him and go, hey, what are you looking at? What are you doing? Okay. And just, you know, let him know that you know. Do you stare back? Do you flash him? Do you flash him? Do you know?
Mm-hmm.
Las Vegas is waking up with the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Good mornings in the car.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.5 KLUC.
Jody just moved in to a new place a couple of months ago. She and her husband did. And the long and the short of it is the old guy across the street stares at her. and so again,
I don't mean to laugh, but yeah.
No, Jody, congratulations on being hot. Yeah. But what can you, Elliot, what can you do? Hello, Elliot.
Sorry. I was saying just be awkward, you know, just make it real awkward for the guy or see if he even, you know, if he's going to blush or be awkward back, you know, blow him a kiss or something.
Yeah. And then I thought, because I was going, well, hey, just go, hey, what do you, can I help you? You know, or something like that. And then, but what if that doesn't deter, then what do you do? That would be my first.
The Centennial Toyota text line agrees with Elliot, though. You should pick your nose, burp, and fart really loud with your leg up. That's really funny.
Yeah.
Some people are into that.
The window, when he's looking at you through the window, you know, give him a show or something and ask him about it, you know?
I also said that. Yeah, but what do you, maybe you're going to encourage him. Elliot, thank you, man. Have a great day. Appreciate you. Yeah, but that's the problem. So if you, yeah, if you blow him a kiss, good Lord, then who knows what happens?
Someone on the text line said, when my neighbor was the creeper, I would wave and say, hi, how are you? Every single time. They eventually stopped staring, or at least I didn't notice after a while.
I think, yeah. Yeah, what else would you do?
I don't know. And on here as well, if they bought the house, they have to just suck it up and see if it blows over. If they're renting, move as soon as the contract is up.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm thinking about the movie Friday. Hey, Ms. Whatever her name was, you know, across the street, the neighbor.
I never
across
watched
the
Friday.
Street.
I'm sorry. I don't know that reference. I'm so sorry.
What's wrong with you?
I know. I feel so bad. I do hear Friday references all the time. I go, everyone, I don't get it. I don't.
Everyone's seen Friday. Hilarious. Yeah, I don't think outside of that, what do you do? You can't.
No, you can't. Unfortunately.
Yeah. And if you bought it, you just got to suck it up. I got an idea. Maybe stop wearing booty shorts outside.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! All right, so you want to get rich? That's why you're going to work, right? That's why you're doing what you're doing.
I want to be rich.
This guy, they said, oh, please. We've heard the stories. You're so rich. You're secret rich.
No.
You've got money. All of a sudden, she'll talk about all the money she's spending. And we're like, oh, my God.
I get paid, and then I burn it down to, like, within $5. And that's all I do. So I'm not definitely rich. I just am bad with my money, so.
That might be the, so there's this guy, this YouTuber, and I've seen him on TikTok, too, and it's financial advice, and he's going viral. It's very simple. His three-step strategy, and it's, and honest to God, it's no, it really isn't any tougher than this. Step one, spend less than you make. Now, that is easier said than done, since a lot of times, you know, it goes straight to bills and that's it.
Yeah.
But buying stuff you don't need is the number one thing that will keep you from accumulating wealth. Number two, work to earn more money. Don't get comfortable. You can only cut your budget so much, and honest to God, if you're going, well, I need my time playing Call of Duty, you could be making money. You could be side hustling. You could ask for a raise, find a better job, do better at the job that you're at, but earn more. Find a way to earn more money. And then step three, invest what you don't spend. Most people don't get rich by saving. They also make their money work for them. So that could be putting more money in your 401k, investing in stocks, rental properties, new business, even your own education. Crypto to the moon.
No. Nothing against the crypto kings out there and queens that love crypto. I don't get it. So, like, for me, I'm like, I'd just rather not. There's so many other ways to invest, in my opinion. So I'm going to do what makes sense for me, I guess.
Well, here's the funny thing. I don't know anybody who made that kind of money. Yeah. I know a lot more people that ended up, hey, and by the way, your buddy's restaurant. You know, that's really be careful with how you invest, but make sure you do something. I just thought that was cool. And we don't necessarily like to get preachy. And I know that's not the sexiest bit we've ever done, but I know everybody wants to make more money.
Talking about money is sexy, Chet. Money is sexy.
Is this that goosebumps on the back of your knees thing that you were saying off the air that I don't want to talk about anymore?
Yes.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Good morning.
I listen every morning.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Do you know, do we boot illegally parked cars in this town?
I've never once seen it, so
I
don't know.
Neither have I, but everybody knows what this is, right?
Yeah.
Where you put the lock, where they put the lock on your tire, and if you're illegally parked, if you've parked and you haven't paid, is really the deal. Then they'll come and they'll put a boot on your car. In a lot of places, some guy in Atlanta has figured out how to game the system on this, and he's made master keys that remove all the boots, and he got tired.
No.
And so apparently his car kept getting booted. So he finally figured out how to do it. It costs $75 usually to get the boot off. He sells master keys for $50, and apparently it's all legal.
How is that legal? There's no freaking way.
just because it's not illegal to sell the key. I guess so.
I mean, yeah, that makes perfect sense. It's so funny to me because I thought you were going to tell me there was like this hack back in like, remember when Coyote Ugly came out like 25 years ago? And there was like, there was the guy that made the fake boot. Do you remember this? He made the fake boot and he put it on the car. So that way everyone that came by, like they thought that he was already booted. So they didn't worry about it.
Yeah, they don't boot you because you already got the boot.
Yes.
Ooh, that's even more. Okay, now that should be illegal because you're lying then. Now you're just a liar. And that's funny.
Real, funny, and 100% Las Vegas. The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
It's just a great way to start a day.
Does this sound right to you, Kayla? In a recent poll, 25% of Americans, that's 1 in 4, say that they're not a fan of sports in general. I suppose.
That seems very high to me.
High, but 1 in, well, I don't know.
I don't know. Like, you're telling me you're not a fan of any sport whatsoever.
Right?
Like, I get
in general.
Like, yeah, that's crazy to me.
This is, it probably depends on how you define sports in the end. See if this will, if you're one of those 1 in 4, see if this gets your interest. Sweden has become the first country to now register doing it as a sport.
No.
Later this week, they're having the first ever European Championships. And believe it or not, it's a lot more structured than you might believe. It's being organized by the Swedish Federation, the SSF. And it's open to anybody from any European country. Although if you were thinking about, you know, going, well, I got Lithuanian in me. Or if I don't, I will soon. See what I did there? This year's competitors have already been chosen. 20 representatives from different European countries are taking part. The championship will last a few weeks, believe it or not. Daily competitions will last for 6 hours. Each individual participant will be, you know, up to an hour daily, depending on, well, you know.
That's what I was going to say. This is going to go on for weeks. Let's be honest, okay?
My guess is, so I was like, okay, how does this work? My guess is it somewhat like figure skating? According to the organizers, participants will be judged on creativity, strong emotions, because the focus is maximization of the pleasure, I guess.
Yeah.
So you can score more points based on that. So creativity, strong emotions, imagination, physical fitness, endurance, and something called workability. I don't know. And the final scores will be determined from a panel of judges as well as audience votes. And, you know, I asked for a friend how you might qualify to be in the audience or if this will be available online. I'm not going to break it down to the different categories and whatnot, but you can imagine. Well, there's things like pose performance, creativity in position change, increased blood pressure and heart rate during competition.
Are you going to be more critical in this? Like, if you're part of the audience and the audience is voting and stuff, are you going to, what is your most critical person? Like, are you going to be more critical on guys or girls?
Oh, man. Okay, that's funny because I was about to say, I can't believe you're taking this that seriously. But I would love to tell you that I'd be focused on the women, but I would be more critical. The key part of that question for me is I would be more critical on the guys. I would.
No, I mean,
same?
That's fair.
Yeah, you?
I think it's along gender lines. Like, I'd be so much more critical of the women, I think. But I've never seen a doing it competition, so I don't know what to expect now.
Yeah, I don't know what. Yeah, maybe we need to have two or three of these so we know how it all works. But seriously, wouldn't you be looking at it going, oh, they're faking it?
Oh,
just
yeah.
Stop it.
You think we don't know? We can see that.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Super good, more you know before we go today. I'm not kidding. Super good and weird and awesome. In case you were wondering, Kayla, and I know you were, although this is something that I know if I could make you crazy for hours by going, hey, Kayla, Where would you find the longest main street in the entire country?
Oh, my God. I don't New York, I would guess. I don't know.
Wouldn't that be the idea? Yeah, and by the way, I know you would research for hours, as would I. I would be in a Google search. Actually, it would come up in like 13 seconds. But the longest main street in the country, strangely enough, in a place called Island Park, Idaho. It is 33 miles long, this main street in Island Park, Idaho, which, and you know, usually if you're, you know, and I'm from the Northwest, and ordinarily, you know, you kind of know where places are. Never heard of Island Park, Idaho, ever before in my life.
It sounds lovely, though.
George Lucas originally hoped that Yoda would be played by a monkey wearing a mask. Just going to leave that right there. You do with that what you will. But yeah, that's what he really hoped that Yoda would be. Monkey. Mask.
Glad he didn't.
Sure. I'm sure they tried it. The world record for competing in the most Olympics is 10. I don't know if he went on to be in the Swedish the championships that they were, if you were listening earlier to the show. This guy, a Canadian named Ian Miller, debuted in the equestrian event at the Summer Olympics in 1972, made the team and competed every single year until 2012, except in 1980 when Canada boycotted because of the Russians. Through all of that, 10 Olympics, he only won one medal, silver in 2008 for team jumping.
That's amazing. I thought you were going to tell me it was like that that Russian gymnast or whatever it is. But she has literally been in the Olympics since she was 16 years old, and she just competed in the last one, and she's like 46 now or something. Yeah, it's something like that.
Really?
Yeah.
How? Because I thought, because that was always the big joke is that, you know, is that the gymnasts, they age out by the time they're, you know, 19. What's that old lady doing out here? She's going to break a hip, you know.
Right.
I have to go look that up. Holtsville, New York. In case you were wondering, Holtsville, New York has the lowest zip code, 00501. The highest number for a zip code is in Ketchikan, Alaska, 99950. Do with that what you will. And I know you were just waiting on the edge of your seat to find out. It would take a vampire about 6 minutes and 24 seconds for them to drain 15% of your blood by biting your neck, which would be enough for them to feed without affecting your circulation or heart rate. Who figures these things out?
I don't know. A scientist wasted time figuring that. This is the reason I have a problem with science right here.
I'm not going to tell you which one, but it's a legitimate news organization that provided us with that fact today. But I'm not going to tell you who it was. That's the more you know before we go. And before we go, because my God, after all of that, what more could we possibly want to do outside of Kayla telling us a joke?
When do surfers learn how to surf?
Hang 10, high tide.
That's so funny that you're going that direction.
Oh, did I just cruise right
funny.
By it?
The way your brain works is just funny. I'm excited to like see what you come up with.
Yes, the way my brain works is to get frustrated by your silly jokes, and it makes me nuts. So yeah, give me a couple of minutes to stew over this one, and we'll be right back.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Good morning.
This is the Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Now, did you stop me from trying to work this out in my head because I was getting too close?
You weren't even close, Paul.
The things. Now I'm like, I must have been close because that's why she stopped me from guessing what with the joke. And then I spend the next, you know, when I should be getting ready for this last part of the show. And then I just spend the rest of it going, when do surfers, I don't even know what the joke was anymore. Surfers doing what?
When do surfers learn how to surf?
So in my head, I'm just going over surf terms in my head. When do surfers learn how to surf?
At boarding school.
Not even close. You're right. I wasn't even close. Boarding school.
Yeah.
Come on, man. That's awesome. All right. Well, you know what? Nice work, everybody. I appreciate the hustle on a Tuesday morning. Good job. Go make it a great day now. Those are your marching orders for the rest of the day. Seriously, have a great day. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.